From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
In the 73rd year of the ancient era, an army of slaves led by a gladiator named Spartacus came within a trump of destroying the mighty Roman Republic. According to Spartacus, the slaves wanted nothing more than to leave the slave-driven Roman world for the fresh air of freedom north of the Alps. Unfortunately for the slaves and posterity, his followers did not share his goal. At the northern border, having destroyed two more Roman armies and with the way to freedom open before them, they turned back. Eventually, Roman armies under Crassus and Pompey finished them off. Pompey slaughtered the 5,000 fugitives. Crassus, not to be outdone, crucified his prisoners, one every 40 yards along the Appian Way from Capua to Rome. The slaves failed because the vast looting they had done on their way north had given them a taste for wealth and power, the two sanctified goals of every Roman. Instead of freedom, they wanted the Romans' share of what they saw as the only real pie. Instead of becoming heroes in the struggle for liberty, they became an interesting historical footnote and a great movie. Meanwhile, back in the modern era, Americans are showing signs they want change, but what kind of change? If for the better, better for whom? Do they want to press on for as yet unrealized ideals, or do different people just want more of the political and economic pie? In mapping our way forward, we can look to the slave revolt and its aftermath for a glimpse of what can happen when means become ends. The Romans prevailed against Spartacus because they had a national vision, a Roman Republic, while the slaves had none. And yet 50 years after the revolt, the Roman Republic was dead and settling down to 500 years of imperial tyranny. For while the Romans had as many gods as we have churches, they were a meritocracy without a shred of real morality. In their unanimous belief that the individual pursuit of power and wealth, unfettered by any consideration save success, made for a powerful and universally beneficial state, they fostered its destruction. Quo vadis, America? With a perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.